This is the Monday edition of the Closing Market Report. I'm Todd Gleason. Mark Russo is on the phone line from Chesapeake Energy in Chicago, Illinois. Mark, farmers would like some sunshine, a little, maybe even a little heat, a little wind wouldn't be so bad to dry things out so they can finish stuff up. What can you deliver? Any of it?
Some of it here, Todd. Unfortunately, not all of it here as we look ahead over the next couple of weeks. You know, looking specifically at this week, the bottom line is that, today and into tomorrow will feature generally sunny skies, but some lighter winds here across the Corn Belt. Looks like rains return on Wednesday. Some of those rains actually begin as early as tomorrow in portions of the western Corn Belt, but specifically here, central Illinois and adjacent areas, looks like Wednesday we'll see the return of rain. And this active pattern here that the Corn Belt has been in now for the past couple of weeks here shows all signs of remaining in place over the next couple of weeks. Now, the one item, though, to note different than what we've seen here lately is that the copious amounts of rainfall in large swaths here of the Midwest, we just will not see that here, at least over the next couple of weeks. Nonetheless, it still is an active pattern, but the amount of the totals over large areas that we've seen, and that's what's causing some of the excessive wetness issues here. We will not see that coming up, but nonetheless, the pattern still features frequent chances of rain. And from a temperature standpoint, we do see temperatures here by as cooler than normal this week, but that looks to ease next week. And in fact, temperatures look to climb back to normal, even warmer than normal levels next week.
When you go back and take a closer look at the historical amounts of rainfall in the last couple of weeks, what's been falling, especially in the northwestern part of the Corn Belt, in some of the southwest, in the plains and Great Plains and the wheat growing areas, who's been able to catch up and alleviate there what has been continuing from last summer, the drought, and gotten closer or out of drought conditions?
Yeah, well, certainly looking at it even longer than just the past couple of weeks, what we've seen, you know, last week, the rains and heavy rainfall, that was actually one of three big rain events here this spring, and combination of all three of these major rain events is actually, for the Corn Belt as a whole, has caused the rankings here for April and May to be the wettest on record here for the Corn Belt, and it's shaping up to be the wettest dating all the way back since the late 1800s. So just, you know, phenomenally impressive wetness that we've seen here, and that's covered the key growing areas here in corn-producing counties here, including those up across the northwestern Corn Belt, Iowa, Minnesota, the eastern Dakotas, and then here in Illinois. Certainly, most areas have been in it. There's been a few pockets that have missed out, but for all practical purposes here, your largest producing areas have seen the most copious totals here.
So most of them are caught back up, have enough, at least topsoil moisture, and subsoil moistures are being recharged as well then.
Significantly. And in fact, yeah, too much topsoil moisture in numerous areas.
All right. Hey, thanks so much, Mark.
My pleasure, Todd.
Mark Russo is with Chesapeake Energy in Chicago, Illinois. He joins us here on the Closing Market Report on this Monday afternoon. Thanks for being with us. You have a great and safe day.